Tennessee state senators are expected to consider a new proposal this week that would ban abortions from the time a woman learns that she's pregnant. This comes out as part of the discussion on the so-called fetal heartbeat bill. WPLN's Sergio Martinez-Beltran reports the idea is to challenge abortion rights by taking an even more restrictive approach.
The key word is viability, a concept that for decades has been at the center of abortion laws. According to the courts, that's the capability of a fetus to live outside the mother's womb. That has generally been thought to happen around the 24th week. The bill proposed earlier this year tried to block abortions once a heartbeat could be detected, usually around 6 weeks.
On what basis is the heartbeat relevant? Why is it relevant?
That's David Fowler, the president of the Family Action Council of Tennessee.
What's the point of that heartbeat reference in that bill?
Fowler helped write the new proposal. He wants to change the meaning of viability so that it starts at conception. So Fowler's proposal would pretty much ban all abortions once a pregnancy shows up on a test.
The state is, through this bill, saying we are making more secure the actual right that the child has to life.
My impression of this bill is it's an extreme piece of legislation that virtually eliminates a woman's right to choose to terminate a pregnancy.
That's Valerie Bidick, a law professor at the University of Tennessee, Knoxville.
And consistently for 50 years has held that a woman has the right to choose whether to continue a pregnancy as long as the fetus is not viable.
Bidick says the U.S. Supreme Court has already ruled on what viability means.
That's a radical redefinition of viability.
The Senate Judiciary Committee is scheduled to discuss the new amendment next week. For WPLN News, I'm Sergio Martinez-Beltran.